For a better understanding of the standoff with China about aerial surveillance, let me take you back a bit.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
In June 1956, stationed in Moscow, I happened to be present at an outdoor reception for foreign dignitaries attending the annual Soviet Aviation Show, when Nikita Khrushchev came up, champagne glass in hand, to talk to General Nathan Twining, U.S. Air Force Chief of Staff. The Soviet leader said his country wanted to cooperate with the United States on arms control, even though he was aware that American planes were making provocative flights over the Soviet Union. When I later asked Twining what that was all about, he said he didn't have the foggiest idea. It took years before we learned that a few months earlier, with a green light from President Eisenhower, six bombers with cameras and eavesdropping gear had flown over the North Pole deep into Soviet territory. This flaunting of American technical superiority was a deep humiliation for the Soviet Union, only partly assuaged when a high-flying U-2 spy plane was shot down over the Soviet Union on May 1, 1960. And Khrushchev stormed out of the Paris East-West summit later that month because President Eisenhower refused to apologize. Intelligence expert James Banford says that over half a century, hundreds of American airmen were lost on missions testing Soviet defenses. More recently, it's been the Chinese who have felt the sting of humiliation as American surveillance planes crammed with electronic eavesdropping gear routinely cruised offshore monitoring Chinese communications. The planes flew well outside the conventional 12-mile limit, but the Chinese proclaimed a 200-mile limit and made clear their displeasure by sending jet fighters up to fly alongside the surveillance planes. Last December, the U.S. government protested to Beijing that its planes were coming dangerously close to ours. The Chinese answered, in effect, that our planes shouldn't have been there. And so then, the collision of a Chinese jet and an American propeller plane. It was undoubtedly an accident, but an accident waiting to happen. There is no telling what a regime will do when its nose is rubbed in its inferiority. This is Daniel Shore.